Don't make me angry.
Sometimes you have to tell someone to pound sand.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
This is the Rob Rant.
Now
on Robbie and Rex Road.
In round 11.
Miami gets it done on Saturday. They take down Nashville SC and PKs. It is that time of the day. Time for the robbery. By the way, that, I don't know who was calling that, but my gosh, were they excited on that one.
Yeah, you know.
Reminds me of like Nick Kieser when he's calling Milwaukee Admirals hockey.
You know, a lot of times fans complain about announcers being biased against their team and for the other team.
Yep.
That did sound a little fanish. That was a little fanish.
Jeez. Going nuts. Miami wins the League's Cup final on Saturday night at Geodis Park. And my rant today is a little bit less of a rant. I mean, it's more of a rant myself. Saturday night was the it was the first time I've made it over to Geodis Park. So, I've been going to Nashville SC games for a while. Like, we were talking we got tagged in a tweet last week about Nashville FC at the time, a fan-owned little club team playing their first game in Knoxville at Tennessee Soccer Stadium. I remember being there for that, and you know they were in the NPSL and used to play games over at Vanderbilt's football stadium, and there's like 125 of us in the stands watching them play. It was really fun to do all those things, but just from life getting in the way, I had not made it over to Geodis yet. Quite frankly, some of it was because of I knew the parking was a disaster right over there, and I can confirm after Saturday night it kind of is a disaster over there. But it was really cool to be there on Saturday just for that environment. And look, people were still arguing this last night about where that event itself ranks in terms of sporting events that have taken place in our city. And we talked about this the other day. Like, you know, it's hard to convince me that it's bigger than – a Stanley Cup final or even a Western Conference final with the Predators or a divisional playoff game with the Titans. I mean, NFL is the best football league in the world. NHL is the best hockey league in the world. And I know this was League's Cup, so it's not just the MLS, but it's, you're not talking about the top soccer leagues in the world when you're talking about this competition. I will say, though, having Messi in there, the eyeballs on that game, the Apple TV stuff, which I know people around here – it's really annoying at times for, you know, you have to go sign up for Apple TV to watch the game. Worldwide, since Messi has come over, that part of it's been a huge hit, and he gets a part of that that TV money from Apple TV with his contract in MLS. Apparently a ton of people watching the game the other night between Nashville and Miami around the world just for Lionel Messi, and deservedly so. The goal he scored was unbelievable in the first half of that game the other night. I thought Nashville SC was the better team in the second half. They had a couple of good opportunities late in the game to win it. Weren't able to convert. They had a nice, what it really kind of amounted to a two-on-one with Sam Surridge and Hani Mukhtar late in the second half. And I thought that was going to be the one where they took the lead, but weren't able to get it done. They go to penalty kicks, and the penalty kicks go, you know, deep enough to where the goalkeepers have to be the one kicking. So you're talking about as close of a margin as you can really get in the difference between a championship and not for Nashville SC. I thought the environment was great. 30,000 people there. It was sold out. It was loud from the beginning. It was just a really fun night. And I know, you know, nobody wants to be second place. Nobody wants to, you know, have any moral victories or anything like that. And I get all that. I just thought, even in the loss, I thought Saturday night was an incredible night for Nashville SC in terms of the visibility of their product, both nationally, around the world, but especially here locally. I mean, there was a lot of buzz about that game heading into the game. You know, my friend and I got an Uber on the way down there. It's all the Uber driver was talking about was Nashville SC and the game and all those things. So I thought Saturday night was a really good night for soccer in this city. And I know that they didn't win the game and you're looking for hardware and all those things, but I just thought it was an incredible environment, an incredible soccer game. And if you haven't made it out to Geodis Park yet, I would encourage you to go do it because it was a really fun time on Saturday.
Yeah, no, well said, and it's awesome that you went. I think it's an incredible moment. I have an issue with people saying this is like flat out the biggest sporting event in the history of the city.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. Let's say this is the League's Cup final against just, you know, some other team. You know, or Inter Miami without Messi or just any other team. Leagues Cup, it's the Leagues Cup final. It's for hardware. You know, what is that? I mean, Messi.
He's a big part.
And so, again, now Messi brings in those global eyeballs. And so, for sure, like, there's no doubt. You look at that and say, that's a big deal. It was a big deal. Had they won against him and won the Leagues Cup, the very first Leagues Cup trophy, right, would that be bigger than winning MLS Cup this year?
I don't think so. Like,
no.
It's a championship, right? But it's not – we talked about this with the NBA, with the in-season tournament they've got coming up. It's just a different thing, right? Like, so if, you know, the Charlotte Hornets go out and win the NBA in-season tournament, how many people are going to remember that then? It's different with this because it is – you know, soccer has this ingrained in it of in-season tournaments, and, you know, the Leagues Cup is not the only in-season tournament, you know, these leagues have. But I agree with you. It's not – Messi makes this a huge deal, and had they won, I think that would have been why it was such a big deal, in addition to winning hardware and the, quote, first championship that they've won in pro sports here in the city. I think who they would have beaten would have made it a massive deal.
Yeah, I mean, look – it was massive, there's no doubt. But the comparisons I get, wrote about them, we talked about last year. The last week or what, even if you want to go from the beginning of the League's Cup to the finish, it did not compare to what happened in this city with the Stanley Cup final.
No.
I'm sorry. No. It just didn't. I mean, I just won't hear that. I just completely disagree. Now, I do want to say I'm glad you brought that up, by the way, because Sean Henry texted me, and it was unfortunately before I got it before the show ended, but I did not. We need to correct ourselves.
Okay.
Because there is a professional sports championship in Nashville. Nashville Stampede won the championship last year.
That is true.
And Sean also offered his services to be hired as a fact checker, which I said, we will pay you in coffee.
Need.
But so that is something to keep in mind. But, you know, Teresa Walker got into this on Twitter yesterday with some people. She was like, Music City Miracle. That's an interesting one, too, because that's remembered forever because of what happened the game, right?
Right.
I mean, other than that, it's just a divisional round game against the Bills.
That was a wild card, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a wild – yeah, exactly. A wild card game against quarterback Rob Johnson and the Bills.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But what happened in the field of play or in the arena of play is what is enduring. So it's interesting, too. Like, that to me, you're comparing that. I mean, look, Colton Sisson's getting a hat trick to send the Preds to the freaking Stanley Cup final. No.
Yeah, it's just different.
That has not been equaled.
No, it is not. Now, you know, we got asked earlier about the crowd Saturday and the split and what it looked like. I mean – I'm terrible at assigning percentages to things like that. If I had to assign one, though, I would say 75% at least, Nashville SC fans. There were a lot of Messi jerseys. I mean, you would expect that with a superstar to his level coming in. But I thought it was clearly home field advantage for Nashville SC. The crowd was great. And, look, Gary Smith, I think, said it best after the game, Joe. I thought Nashville SC was the better team, and they gave Lionel Messi about 10 seconds of room. And he made him pay for it. I mean, that's what it was. I mean, go back and watch that goal. It's an absurd play by him. And he goes around Walker Zimmerman. I mean, you're talking about a two-time MLS Defender of the Year. He goes around Walker Zimmerman. He's on his left foot. And he just bends it back into the side right underneath the bar there. I mean, you're talking about one of five or six people around the world that can make that shot. I mean, it's an incredible play by him. And, you know, Gary Smith, I think, called him the man of the match after the, like, it's just what he is. Like, if they don't have Lionel Messi, Nashville SC wins, and it's a different story, but they do, and that's why he's the best soccer player of all time.
If they didn't have Lionel Messi, Miami wouldn't have been there. But if they didn't have Lionel Messi and they were there, then you would have been able to get in that building at a pretty nice price, right? I mean, it's just such a different thing because of his presence. But that's what's amazing is that you still have this guy who, the greatest of all time, I think most – soccer people would agree with that, who's still playing at a high level. That's what's amazing about it.
Well, and then finishing it off with penalty kicks, getting all the way down to the goalkeepers was
love it.
Quite something. I mean,
if you're going to do penalty kicks, you got to be able to have some goalies.
A lot of goals in the PKs, not a ton of saves that were made on either side in the PKs on Saturday, which, hey, I was wondering, like, at some
Zimmerman
point.
Went right down the middle. That's what you do, man. That's what I do every time.
Right down the middle, just watching them
dive one way or the other.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, at some point, like if they just keep going and keep scoring, you ever move this thing back? Like going from a little bit further
make
back?
Them, make them that little bit.
Like, yeah, what are we doing?
A little smaller.
But I'll be honest with you. I was unaware until it happened that the goalies were allowed to kick and that they had to kick. So when I saw the Miami goalie rolling out there, I was like, oh, this is happening, huh? He's getting out there to kick, and then I guess ours is going up next. But didn't work.
The Preds need to get UC Soros out there one time. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather watch him take a penalty shot than, you know, Ryan Johansson take 9 minutes to skate around and, you know, do
the slow Joe,
do ice capades. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, the thing is, you get in the aftermath of this tournament if you're National SC, and now you got the rest of your MLS season to finish off. Like, they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to have a run at trying to win the MLS Cup. So all this energy that you focused on this tournament, it's been so great for the city, and now you got to kind of lock back in and get ready for the rest of your stretch run here.
Get back to your day job.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's interesting. It's one of those – soccer brain. I don't have soccer brain,
yeah.
So it's kind of hard
to learn
for me.
Soccer brain. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think you added some soccer brain the other night.
I did. It was a fun time. Really fun time at Geodis Park, and saw a lot of y'all out there too. Thanks for coming up and saying hi. So appreciate that and the support for the show. But really enjoyed myself at Geodis Park. If you haven't made it out to a game yet, I would encourage you to go check it out. By the way, one underrated part of this, and I was talking about this with a buddy last night, the concourses at Geodis Park, very wide. It's awesome. Like, you're not getting jammed up with people. Enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the game day experience.
Concourse width is very important.
Very, very good stuff. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Corey Curtis from News 2. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans in their preseason game against Minnesota on Saturday night. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.